Hi, Neil. It's Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. If you could just maybe start by telling us how you found out about the trade and what your initial reaction was.
So yesterday I was actually out for a round of golf, and then got home and it was just relaxing, and the GM of the Rangers, Jeff Corton, called me and told me the news, and shortly after Chevy called me, so that's how I found out.
What's the first thing that goes through your mind when you hear the news?
Well, it's a bit of a culture shock. Never been through a trade before, so you're thrown off a little bit, and I would say all of last night I was a little thrown off, but now that it's settling in, I'm excited for the opportunity in Winnipeg.
How would you describe your last season, personally?
Personally, I got off to a great start. I thought before Christmas, I was playing a lot of minutes, playing against top lines, power play, penalty kill. Game slipped a little bit after Christmas, but I thought towards the end of the year in March and then the first week of April there, I came back a bit. So a bit of up and down personally and team-wise, but definitely room for improvement.
And last one for me, growing up in Omaha, who does a kid dream of playing for?
Well, I was actually born in Omaha.
Okay.
So I was born there, and I lived there until I was probably 3 years old, so I don't even really remember it. But I grew up in Hermantown, Minnesota, which is right outside of Duluth, Minnesota. When we moved to Minnesota, it was in the year 2000, 2001, so that was right when the Wild came back to Minnesota. So obviously you dream about playing for them, but now being in Winnipeg, that's pretty close second for home.
Thanks, Neil.
Janice Grant, CBC Radio. Hi, Neil. How would you describe your style of play, and how do you think you fit in with the Winnipeg Jets?
I would say I'm a two-way defender. I can play power play if need be. I can kill penalties. I think I've proved I can play against top lines in the league. So I can fit up and down the lineup too. And you know, hopefully there's an opportunity for Coach Maurice to use me to all my abilities.
I understand that you've played with Dylan Sandberg, the Jets prospect. Tell me a little bit about your folks' history.
So I've never played with Dylan. I have three younger brothers, and Dylan's a little younger than I am. So they have played with Dylan, and of course I've watched him growing up. He was always probably a level behind me, but he's always been a great player. And then, you know, now he's at Duluth, and we stay in touch, and we'll work out together, skate together in the summer. And obviously he's a heck of a hockey player, whatever he is, 6'4", 6'5", and got a lot of skill and a good skater for that size. So Winnipeg should be excited about him.
Neil, Mike McIntyre from the Winnipeg Free Press. The Winnipeg Jets actually have a number of players from the Minnesota area, including the captain, Blake Wheeler. Have you heard from anybody, and do you have a history maybe with anybody on the Jets roster?
I haven't heard from anybody yet. No, the news is pretty fresh, so I haven't expected it. But the only guy that I have briefly played with was Kyle Connor. We played in a World Junior A challenge out in Nova Scotia. I believe the year was 2012 or 2013. We won a gold medal out there. So briefly know him. But other than that, of course, you know, growing up in Minnesota, you hear Blake Wheeler's name all the time. And how much of an icon he was in the state high school league, and then playing for the Gophers. So it'll be pretty cool to meet him.
Josh Morrissey was a frequent partner of the player you got traded for, Jacob Trouba. Whether he ends up being someone you're partnered with or not, what do you know maybe about Josh Morrissey and the Jets as a whole?
Well, I know he's a. I know we only play him twice a year, but. From what I've seen and what I've heard, I know he's a really stable defenseman, and he can kind of play in all situations too. He can move the puck. He's a good, solid round defenseman. So I'm excited to be teammates.
And sorry, just one more from me, but Kevin Cheveldayoff last night said that the Jets have a number of forwards that he expects you're going to enjoy passing the puck to. So. The Jets certainly are an offensive-oriented team. As you say, you only see them twice a year, but maybe just describe what you're looking forward to with some of the guys they have, the Patrick Laine's, the Mark Scheifele's on the roster.
Yeah, really excited for it. I think that was the first thing I thought of when I switched my mindset to going to Winnipeg is how good the team is there. I know when I was in New York playing the Jets, I knew it was always a big challenge. Big in the sense that the team is physically big, but not only that, but they can get up and down the ice and they like to play offense. So I think that fits my game too, and have a lot of good forwards to pass the puck to.
Neil, Scott Billick from NHL.com here. Just wondering, have you had any, I know it's just been like a day, but have you had any talks in terms of contract extension stuff or even set a date to maybe, you know, sit down with the club and look at that yet?
No, not yet. News is pretty fresh, so I'll let Chevy and my agent take care of that, but that'll all take care of itself. My main focus is just to keep getting faster and stronger and bigger in the summer, so.
Yeah, and you said your game slipped maybe in a little bit of the second half of last season. What went wrong, and how did you remedy that?
Well, a lot of it for me had to do with confidence. Confidence wasn't where it needed to be, especially when we started losing games. And you get in the habit of blaming it on yourself. At least I do, which can in turn. It can be good, but it also can be bad. You start losing your confidence like I did. And, you know, once you lose your confidence in the NHL, it's hard to get it back. So, like I said, I think I rebounded pretty well in March and April, came back a little bit. So I'm hoping to carry that momentum into the next fall.
Thank you.
Janice Grant again, CBC. How do you foresee the rest of the summer playing out for you? And you're mentioning you're wanting to get stronger. What do you think you'll be doing in that regard?
Well, I talked to Coach Maurice yesterday, and he said the biggest emphasis for you and with our team is faster. So that'll be my main focus for the summer is getting faster along with bigger and stronger. But my main focus will be going to the workout room 5 days a week and just got on the ice a couple weeks ago, so I start building up with that. But working on my overall game, whether it's in the weight room or whether it's on the ice, specific skills or whatever it is, just trying to be in best shape possible and put my best foot forward I can.
Neil Paul Friesen again at the Sun. Take us a bit into that crisis of confidence, if you want to call it that you had. How much were you struggling?
Well, when you're a young defenseman in the NHL, and you're playing a lot of minutes, and you know your team loses games, I tended to blame it on myself, which in turn led me to hesitate or to lose confidence. And I think it was a bit of a dip. I wouldn't say it was drastic, but talking to my coaches and in the exit meetings this spring, they noticed it and they said it was a little bit of a dip, but they also agreed that I had an excellent first half and that I rebounded from that dip towards the end of the year. So, like I said, hopefully I can carry that momentum into this fall.
Getting traded, of course, is one team rejecting you, but another accepting you. So how do you kind of balance those two moods?
Yeah, like I said, it never happened to me in junior, and obviously you can't get traded in college. So it was a bit of a whirlwind yesterday. I didn't really know what to think, just kind of laid low and sat in my apartment for a bit, thought about it, but today it's really exciting for me. You take a step back, you look at Winnipeg as a hockey city and how good their team is and that they're, in fact, a contending team right now. I think that's really exciting for me.
Are you in New York right now?
I'm in Minneapolis training this summer.
Okay, that's your off-season home.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you.
Neil, Mike McIntyre again from the Winnipeg Free Press. So as an undrafted player, do you feel, 23 is very young for a hockey player in general, but especially for a defenseman, do you feel that you have a long way to go still to maybe hit your peak as somebody who was undrafted and maybe a bit of a late bloomer in that sense?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. I look at it as never being satisfied. I think the minute that you take a breath or kick back and relax in this league, I think you get passed up by whoever it is, whether it's an older veteran or a younger player. So my mindset is to never be satisfied and try to be the best I can be every single day, whether it's the off season or whether it's the middle of the playoffs. So always trying to improve my game in every asset.
And just last one for me, but was there a player or two with the Rangers who maybe took you under their wing a little bit and was almost as a mentor of sorts?
Yeah, I would say it was my defensive partner, Mark Stahl. You know, he's played in the league for however long it is, 12, 13 years. He's kind of been there, done that, and he would give me pointers, and we would talk about plays. You know, he just helped me out with the pro lifestyle, too, so I think he was a big help, and a lot of credit goes to him.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody.
Maybe just one quick one for me, then I'm following up with my cohort, Mike Gasta. Neil, it's Jason Bell from the Winnipeg Free Press. You know, big market versus small market. I mean, what's your personality like to, and you know, leaving a place like New York, center of the universe, and coming to a northern spot, though, that you know, lives and dies with its hockey team?
Well, it's funny because I would always, I grew up in a town called Hermantown, which is right outside of Duluth. And at the time of me growing up, there was about 8,000 people, so small northern Minnesota town. And the thing I'd always say is going from 8,000 to 8 million in New York is a bit of a culture shock. So, and of course, it is cold up in Duluth. So I don't think I'll have a problem adjusting to Winnipeg.